Hello, everyone, and welcome to Philosophy and Fiction in Modern Spain. I'm Dr. Todd Mack from Hillsdale College. Today in class, we discuss the first half of the film The Impossible, directed by J.A. Bayona. Okay, so you may be asking yourself, why are we talking about a film called The Impossible in my Philosophy and Fiction in Modern Spain class? And the answer is, I messed up when I was making the calendar, and I had one extra day, and I thought, what could we do with one extra day? Let's watch a film. This film is directed by J.A. Bayona, who is from Spain, and basically it's a Spanish production. All of the people who work on it are from Spain. So it was written by Sergio Sanchez. The score is by Fernando Velázquez. There's just a bunch of other Spaniards who worked on this. And it tells the story of a woman named María Belón, who is just called María in the film. And she and her family, it's a true story, she and her family were in the tsunami in 2004. They were in Thailand on vacation, and the tsunami came through and ripped their family apart. And this is a story of what happens after that. It is powerful. It's disturbing at times. But it's respectfully done. It's a beautifully made film. It stars Naomi Watts, Ewan McGregor, and a young Tom Holland, and they're all outstanding, especially Naomi Watts. She was nominated for a Golden Globe, an Academy Award, and a Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Actress, plus basically everybody on the team was nominated for and won lots of awards. It's a critically acclaimed film and a really just a stunningly made film. So we watched the part that we watched yesterday in class was, and I guess I should say I'm filming this a day late because I'm a day late. But what we talked about were the scenes where the family arrives in the. I mean, we didn't really talk about it. We just watched the film. But in these scenes, the family arrives at this beach resort. You can tell that this is a happy family. They have some concerns about things. There's some financial worries, and his job. Maybe we should move. They've been living in Japan, but they're thinking of maybe moving back home. And then the tsunami hits, and it's just it's gripping. I don't know how else to describe it. So we see Naomi Watts and Tom Holland. They actually find each other just shortly after the wave hits as they're being swept along in this current. They find each other, and eventually things are able to settle down. Another big wave comes. Things are settled down. She has this horrible gash on the back of her leg, and she's been stabbed in her side, and he helps her along. There's a little boy they hear crying, and the Tom Holland character, Lucas is saying, Mom, we have to go get in this tree because another wave might come. And she says, no, this may be the last thing we ever do. Let's do a good thing. And so they go and find this little boy whose name is Daniel. And they go with him. They take him and they climb up into this tree. And then some Thai people come and are able to find them, help them into a village. They dress them. And then somebody comes in a truck and takes them to a hospital, and they're in a hospital. Maria is in really bad shape. Lucas is in much better shape, and he's just kind of sitting there with his mom, and she says, you know what, you're so bored. You need to do something. Why don't you go find somebody that you can help? So he's like wandering around, and he doesn't know what to do. And this man stops him and says, have you seen my son? And Lucas says, I haven't, but I can help you find him. And so he starts writing down names of people and running through the hospital, shouting people's names and trying to connect people. And he's eventually able to connect one family together. And it's really sweet. And then he returns back to where his mom is, and his mom is gone. And then the next scene opens, and we see the dad now. This is Ewan McGregor. And he's kind of walking in this muddy field. And that's where we stopped it. So that's about halfway through the film. If you have not seen this, you should just go and watch it. We didn't talk about the film at all. We just kind of watched it until the bell rang. But a couple of things that I've had in mind as I've been thinking about this are certainly Ortega and his circumstances, and paying attention to the small things around us. Now, you might argue that like saving your own life is not some far off city member. Ortega talks about we should pay attention to our circumstances, the small things around us, and not be trying to conquer far off cities. Well, surviving in the aftermath of a horrible natural disaster seems a lot like it's not nothing. But this scene where Maria tells her son, "We are going to go find that boy. This may be the last thing we'll do. Let's make it a good thing." She thinks that she's dying at that point, and she kind of is. And the fact that they go and find this little boy that they the Daniel, they're able to get him in the tree. It's just it's heartwarming. It really warms the cockles of your heart. It's a good thing. It's the right thing to do. It also made me think of Julian Marias when he talks about the truth, and that the truth becomes important when we don't know what to do. And you can see in Tom Holland's mind, and his performance in this film is outstanding. There's a reason why Sony wanted him to be Spider-Man, because he's a really, really good actor. And you can see kind of the wheels turning in his mind, and this kind of paralysis that happens when you don't know what to do. And that truth is that thing that we latch onto that helps us to move forward when we don't know what to do. And in this case, they absolutely choose truth. They choose to go and help. They choose to be connected. Ortega talks about that philosophy is about love, and love is about connection. And you see the connections being built in this film. Those are just a few things that I had on my mind as we were watching it. Tomorrow, I'll post talking about the rest of this film, but really, go check it out. It's totally worth it. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. If you find this show helpful, I encourage you to go to anchor.fm/philosophyandfiction and offer a monthly donation. Don't forget to subscribe in your podcast app of choice, and please recommend the show to your friends. Feel free to reach out with questions or feedback by finding me on Twitter at ToddKMack or emailing me at tmack@hillsdale.edu. You can also go to toddkmack.com to find a list of all my shows. This semester I have one on beginning Spanish and one on the hero's journey in masterpieces of film. Until next time, so long.